Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know, and if you don't know, you're gonna know her. I remember walking into the Midtown Event Theater and seeing this woman hold a full-grown man over her head in a suplex. And ever since then, I've been like, you know what? I gotta talk to Jody Threat, and I finally get to. Jody Threat, how you doing?
I'm good, yay! We're talking.
I'm so excited. I got my first like look at your work like in person. SummerSlam weekend, Toronto, 2019, and you were all over the place then. That was, and like, you were the standout performer to me. As I said, I walked into a room, you were holding somebody like over your head. My wife to the left of me was like, whoa, like she'd never seen it before.
Right.
And then just a few months after that, the pandemic kicked in.
Oh my God. It's true.
So how has that affected you as somebody who was really, really emerging in the wrestling world?
You kind of like nailed it right there. I was on such a high, and to hit such a low, pretty insane. Like that summer alone started off by me landing an acting gig, and getting my acting union, card, if you will. From there, being able to do a UK tour, into that SummerSlam weekend, into my WWE tryout, into the end of the world. So it was like a high, and then low.
So, I mean, yeah. Like that weekend, obviously an important one, because at that point, you know there are people watching. I mean, Chris Harrington of AEW sitting front row for most of those shows. You've got WWE scouts popping in and out all the time. What was your mindset going into that? Because I'm sure that there were a lot of people who got their eyes on you for the first time there, and you made quite an impression.
Well, that makes me happy. Well, I'm pretty new to the business, and then I was even more new. So really, it was just making sure that I put my best foot forward and put out what it was that I could do. And it kind of makes me really happy to hear that, you know, I made an impression on you. But yeah, so going in was, I got to give it my all. But interesting fact, while those shows were going on in the evening during the day was when that WWE tryout was happening. So there was a lot going on my mind.
So they had contacted you well ahead of time, I'm sure. They had eyes on you long before this.
We got contacted like 4 weeks in advance.
Nice. So how did that work out? Like what was the process like? Because some people, like, for example, I've asked Matt Riddle about it. He's like, man, I blew through that thing. There are other people that are like, it was pretty tough. And then other people were like, well, I was physically prepared, but maybe not physically prepared for what they had.
Right. Well, I was a part of the Canadian tryout, so it's kind of hard to compare that to what happens down in Orlando, because they have, you know, a few rings set up, whereas we were in like a very discreet location with one ring. They did put us through some vigorous conditioning tests and drills, which, like I said, I came off a pretty hot summer. So I was pretty prepared for all of that. I think a lot of it was mental, though, knowing that in the evening I had accepted all these like really bomb bookings for SummerSlam weekend, thinking that that was where I was going to make my name. And then, you know, to be going into tryouts during the day. Yeah, my mind was kind of all over the place, but I would say physically I felt like my fitness level was there for sure.
So, I mean, like I didn't, obviously I didn't know at the time that you had that tryout, and I mean, your performance, it was more than up to par. It made, like I said, it made quite the impression. And I mean, that was the first time I got to look at the skateboard and all that. Like, you're carrying it around, like as you're leaving the venue, even like, how early did you know that you wanted to integrate that into what you did in the ring?
I did not want to integrate it into the ring, actually. It was such a sacred part of my life before wrestling that I was very, very, very against the idea of bringing it in. And it was actually one of my first trainers, Ashley Six, who was like, Jody, don't be an idiot. This is a very easy thing to go off of. So based on me trusting him, I kind of went with it. Definitely still don't want it as my gimmick. I've actually been trying to like move. It's hard to say I want to move away with it. Whereas I've not wrestled very much in the last like year with the end of the world and everything. But my goal is to transition a little more away from that. Like, sure, there can be elements of it, but yeah. I don't want the focus to be my skateboard anymore. Like I said, different era of my life, which I cherish, and I don't know, I like to keep it separate.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, for you to have like another significant athletic love like that and not wanting to sort of, I don't want to say muddy the waters, but integrate that. But what made you give in? Like, at what point did they convince you?
Man, I just, you know, I was coming up on to doing some student shows, and I just, you know, I was kind of at a loss for like what kind of character I wanted. And the ideas that I had pitched, which I won't get into because they're kind of embarrassing. My trainers were like, come on, we can do better than that. And so
how embarrassing could they be?
I'm not getting into them. One was like a GI Barbie kind of gimmick. I know, which is like, I'm glad I didn't go there because I feel like I would have been so awkward in that, because thinking about it, I feel like I would have had to gone with maybe attire that was a little less, you know, inducive to athletic endeavors, if you will.
Hear me out. It's not that bad because WWE pitched that to Victoria one time. But she told me, she was like, before the hair versus hair match with Molly Holly, they tried to get her to shave her head to do that gimmick.
Oh, interesting. That's kind of cool.
If you would have pitched that at the WWE tryout, they'd have been like, let's get this girl over here
right
now.
I would have bought it. Dang. I dropped the ball there. Shoot. Yeah.
So what kind of feedback did you get from WWE when you had that tryout?
They said, you know, keep at it. There's potential there. Keep at it. Like I said, at that point, I think I was like a year and a half into actually wrestling. So very new. I'm still very new. So yeah, just the typical get those reps in, kid.
That's mind boggling that you're that far along, that you were that far along that early in your career. That speaks really highly to your athletic ability and your trainers.
Yes, I'm very lucky that I had good trainers, and I was really polished by Josh Alexander, who's, you know, killing it at Impact right now. Without those people and some other, you know, mentors that I have in my corner, I don't know where I would be. Like, sure, I came from like a very athletic background. It wasn't just skateboarding. Like, I played varsity rugby and every sport under the sun growing up. but to be able to transition that into like an entertaining sort of situation, like I definitely would not have been able to do it without those people.
Funny you mentioned Josh Alexander. I remembered having a conversation with Ethan Page, and we were talking about people that could pop up in Impact, and he had said, really hoping Jody Threat can pop up in Impact, but that was, of course, right before the world went to hell.
Right.
And, like, as I was thinking about that, it's like, okay, I saw her in, and you had that tryout in the summer before all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 14 months as we're filming this since that has happened. And things have started to get a little more normal, not where you're at, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But have you started to like see the opportunities coming back, or are things like still at a complete standstill?
We are in such an awful position here, specifically in Ontario. I'm from Toronto. You know, during the summer into the fall, we had some room for outdoor shows or private filmings where we did not have any audience. And that was completely snatched away from us come, I think it was like the beginning of December, the end of November. And we have been nowhere near that. As we were talking off camera, just Friday, we've had some more serious restrictions come into play. And there's, for the minimum 5 more weeks, we're in this like a stay at home order, which is like essentially like martial law, if you ask me. Like on Friday, they were saying cops were able to pull us over and ask where we were going. That was, you know, pulled back over the weekend once they assessed everything and realized maybe that's, you know, against our rights as Canadians. But we can't even go to the gym. Like gyms have been closed for 6 months. I haven't like touched a ring. I managed to sneak away to America and wrestle for Beyond back in February.
Yeah.
That was like the first time I touched a ring in 3 months, and I haven't touched a ring since then. It is literally illegal.
Cause I remembered that obviously you came to the Collective and did some stuff there. And I was like, oh, yes. Sweet. She's getting back at it. Which I mean, that was the case for so many people. I was like, not just her, tons of people are getting back at it. But unfortunately you were out of the ring for several months after that, I would imagine.
Yeah. So that was probably one of the last times I had touched the ring. I think I did like one of those recordings without an audience, maybe a month after that, into not touching a ring again, not even to train.
Man. So during this period, have you had any like contact with promotions? Because obviously you're a top prospect out there. You're not like, nobody can say, oh, she's overexposed. She's this, she's that. She doesn't like belong to a promotion. They can't identify you, and homegrown talent is very important.
After my experience at the Collective, I had a bunch of like American promoters reach out to me thinking that I was able to still cross the border, not realizing that it's a whole fiasco. I like have to fly into the country. When I come home, I have to like quarantine, full out quarantine, where I can't even walk my dog off my property for 14 full days. I have to have food and everything else delivered to my door. Cannot see another soul for 14 days. I had a bunch of people reach out after that. And then when my stuff played from Beyond from February, again, a whole slew, some really cool opportunities, like really cool opportunities where like I was next near in tears when I had to tell them, I'm sorry, our restrictions actually got even worse. Because at that point in February, if you fly back home, not only do you have to quarantine for 14 days, you actually have to pay to go to a guarded hotel. You have to pay minimum like $2,000 and be there for a minimum of 3 days, and you're guarded. Like you're not allowed to leave. They apparently provide you these nasty sandwiches for your meals.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's...
Ontario was like the promised land for me, like when being a Kentuckian. Like my wife and I go there every year, and it's like, oh man, we love it so much. It's beautiful. The people are great there. And then I'm hearing all this stuff from like you and my boss, and I'm like, it kind of sucks right now. Right now it sucks.
Yeah, right now, and it has for a while, yes.
So I saw you put on Twitter, like, hey, anybody want to take us in for 6 months? Like, was that being dramatic in the moment, or were you just like, hell, let me work myself into a shoot here?
I am looking to spend, so I can legally go to America and stay without any sort of visas. Now I cannot work But I can be there for 6 months. I've already spent probably 2 months this year when I went in February. So 5.5 months, if I can find someone to house me, because remember, I can't work on, you know, the radar of the government, who will sponsor me a spot to live with my dog, because I cannot leave my dog behind for 5 months. Dodger is my ride or die. I would 100% put my shoot job on hold and skip out and come to America. This is like what I'm looking. I'm actively talking to friends out there to see what's available, to see what area would actually probably be best for me to do that. Because again, I have to fly in to the country, which means I will be without vehicle. I can't drive my car across the border. So I want to make sure that I'm super accessible wherever I land. And I want to be near like a reputable school so I can get that rust off. And around those promotions. So
obviously the ideal situation would be like if a company came along and said, hey, we're going to get this visa shit sorted out. Oh, we're going to sign you up, all that stuff.
Dream. Oh, yes.
I mean, they're not putting them on the spot, but I mean, I get the feeling Scott D'Amore understands the issues going on here. Anthem is based out of Ontario as well. Have you ever had any conversations with them? We had mentioned Josh Alexander and Ethan Page really putting you over a lot.
Yeah, well, Scott knows who I am. He knows that I am interested in Impact. Yeah, like I said, if I were ever given the opportunity, I would jump at it 100%. It's more the balls in their court. Like I said, they know my interest. Anywhere, AEW, Ring of Honor, WWE, any place that could provide me with a visa so I could support myself, because it's such a scary thought going into a country where I can't support myself. Yeah, would definitely jump at the opportunity for that platform.
And I remember when you put that tweet out, I think it was Shaza that was like, damn, me realizing that that Canadians can spend 6 months there. She's in the same boat. She was over here for a big tour that was likely going to do really, really big things for her, and she had to fly back. I think we're going to see a really big influx of international talent as soon as things clear up. Like, I mean, they're between you two, Killer Kelly, I know, has faced a lot of those same things as well. But what you all do have is, when things get normal, a pretty robust Ontario indie scene as well. I mean, I know that there's been a lot of good work done there, but with A1, whenever that runs, are there any particular indies that you prefer to work in that area? I know C4 was a really good one as well.
Yeah. Some of my favorite promotions, Alpha One is my home, my Ontario home. Ethan Page, literally, you know, saw something in me and gave me some really neat opportunities before anyone. I like Destiny as well. The Man Lucha and definitely C4 are some of my favorite Ontario. There's other ones like Barry Wrestling will always be in my heart. They gave me my first belt. Like, you know, Ontario is such a great place when the world is not, you know, in the current state.
Yeah, of course.
It is such a neat place to be a young wrestler, just because there are, number one, so many wrestlers, and number two, so many promotions, so many opportunities. Like, if I didn't want to, I could spend the whole year working 2-3 shows a weekend and just, you know, be in Ontario. And that's how I spent probably the first 6 months of my career. I was catching my reps in specifically Ontario before I spread my wings a little.
So you've also spread your wings in intergender wrestling. I mean, the style of intergender wrestling that you do is a lot different than a lot of other people, because there aren't a lot of women out there hitting F5s on their male counterparts.
Sure.
So, I mean, like, do you ever run into people that are like, you sure you can do this? And you're just like, I got it. I got this.
I feel like I'm really lucky, and I've been in really welcoming situations where, you know, no one's been like, you know, are you sure? Like, I don't really feel comfortable. I've only really ever worked like intergender matches where people were comfortable and felt I was competent in the role. So I guess I'm very lucky in that way.
I particularly love, I think it was John Silver at Beyond. Oh. That was a fun, and seeing what he's doing now, just since then, he's exploded and become this phenomenon.
Exploded!
Yes.
Yeah.
He's so cool. Unreal. One of the funniest dudes out there. And I mean, you guys were beating the hell out of each other. It was phenomenal.
Yo, he kicked me so hard in my damn throat I couldn't talk for like literally 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, it was nuts.
Oh, fantastic. So I also remember you getting pile driven by Nick Gage.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my neck was kinked for a week after that. I had to go see my chiropractor.
Really? So have you avoided like major injuries so far throughout your career?
Knockwood, yes. The worst thing that's ever happened was I took a bad dive out of the ring. My knee pad actually caught the second rope. Vanessa Craven actually saved my life. I was, instead of going into her arms, I was heading down and she caught my head, or instead of my knee, that would have been my head. But I was told that the echo my knee made off of that marble floor was nuts. And my knee was screwed up for like 3 months after that. But besides that, very lucky, nothing too serious. I think like the craziest thing that put me out for a while was I sliced my finger on a stupid tin can.
Oh,
and it sliced
no.
the tendon of my middle finger. And I need that on my dominant yeah. hand. And I had stitches and I had to do like physio, and I was out for like 2 months. Like even with my bad knee from that spill, I was still working, but with my stupid finger, I had to like take the time off.
So, and I mean, with your style, I mean, it's pretty fortunate too, because I mean, you have a very, very physical style, a high risk yeah. style as well.
But you have to understand, I come from rugby and skateboarding.
That's a good point. That's a fair point.
This is, you know.
So I mean, like that probably concrete. So that effectively prepared you for it more than bumps and bruises, obviously. But bumps and bruises to some are just like second nature, kind of.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So another thing that I had really always loved, you and Alley Cat working together, whether it be against each other or together, but
I miss my friend. You made me sad. I miss her so much.
And I mean, you all had a good team going, the Punk Rock Pussycats. And of course,
yes.
depending on where you're at, you're either wrestling each other or wrestling with each other. But I mean, the women's tag team scene in that period that we mentioned has exploded between the AEW women's tournament and Impact Wrestling, bringing back their stuff. Is that something that you're looking to get back into? Have you all even talked about that and said, you know, maybe this is something we can achieve together?
We don't talk about tagging right now because it is too much of a soft spot.
Aww.
we really do like working together. Mm-hmm. We didn't work together for very long, but the stuff that we did do was awesome. And with C4, they held like a this neat little tournament, tag team tournament, and we ended up winning it like just before the end of the world. So yeah, we don't talk about it.
I mean, even sad. Though like you like you said, it wasn't like that many matches, but I think the fact that it was across so many different promotions in that short amount of time, sure. like it was beyond A1, and I feel like it was also C4. Like you all worked like a lot of different places together in a very short amount of time. I don't even think I got to see the Beyond match, but I just knew that, I think it was AG told me that he worked you all. And,
yes.
And like it did seem like it was more because you all were all over the place.
Yeah.
Man.
And now I can't even see her.
Man, now I've depressed you even more.
I can't even hug her. Yeah, I'm actually so sad.
I interviewed her a couple months ago. She buried some action figures that I had. She hated like she hated the 90s WWF figures. That's a heel move. Like, what do you think of her persona change we've seen a little bit lately? Alley Catch.
Well, I love it. She's wild and aggressive. She'll kill you.
You know what? I dig it. It seems like it fits in a little bit more with you.
I mean, that's always been her inside. She's just letting people see it now, you know?
That's fair. I had noticed once upon a time you posted a picture with Trish Stratus. What a wonderful woman she is. Just such a kind lady. How did that go? How did that come about? And please tell me about that.
That was during the same summer where all that cool stuff was happening for me right before the end of the world. She just needed to get a bit of ring rust off before she went and did the pay-per-view. And so myself and Alexia Nicole rolled around with her a few nights just to make sure she was nice and prepared. And what an opportunity.
I actually got to interview her right before that, and I asked her about her preparation. Oh, she probably mentioned you by name now that I think about it. I'd have to go back and look. But, I mean, that had to be a flattering thing, too. One of the goats. And it's like, well, you're tasked with getting her ready.
How cool is that? Like, how cool. That was, like, one of those, like, wow moments for me.
It's just, it's, sure. And she did still have it. It was still incredible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was no rust.
So I'm sure you've seen there are a lot of negative things that get headlines. I like to get headlines for positive things. So instead of shooting hard on people, we do shooting softly, where I'll ask you to say nice things about some people that you've worked with in the past.
All right, I'm just going to drink some water, you know. Now you got me sweating. Oh, God, okay.
There you go. See, now what I've noticed is there have been a couple times through this where I've asked people, then off the air, they're like, I fucking hate that person. But they couldn't.
I'm Canadian. We don't hate people. I know. All right? We're nice.
You're wonderful. So we'll start off with another fellow Canadian, Speedball Mike Bailey.
Oh, he's bomb. I wish I could kick like him.
He's got some fantastic kicks. I'm glad that, like, now there's a real possibility that we'll be able to see him when things get normal again as well.
Right.
How about Kylie Rae? She has recently announced that she'll be back at Warrior Wrestling soon.
She might be one of the most genuine, sweetest people I have ever met. And again, I come from the land of Canada, where we're supposed to be hella nice people, but there's just something special about that woman. And it makes me so happy to know she is okay. And I can't wait to meet her in the ring again.
Jordan
Grace.
If
you haven't watched that match, I highly recommend you watch that match.
Jordan Grace.
She's bomb. She's so strong. It's so cool to meet another person that, you know, likes to be strong. Very cool.
As we're filming this, she actually just finished up with Impact Wrestling. Nevaeh, I know you've worked her a few times.
Honestly, I was so lucky. So, you know, Smash Wrestling, you must know.
Of course. I interviewed Sebastian when I was in Toronto.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I guess because they helped host a bunch of those shows. Mm-hmm. Well, they did a women's tournament, Canusa. And again, very, very new. And Nevaeh agreed to work me for that tournament. So she was one of the first, like, females with years of experience that, you know, got to give me some lessons in the ring, if you will.
That's
so
fantastic.
So much respect for her, and she deserves everything.
Lufisto.
Oh, another one. And again, I have to thank Smash Wrestling. Allowed me to work her very, very young in my career. And she, again, was maybe one of the first women to really lead me in a match, because before that I was often doing the intergender matches because there weren't a lot of women with experience in Ontario. And so she was one of the first women to lead me in a match. And so, again, a special spot in my heart. And really, she opened the floodgates for intergender wrestling here in Canada. So kudos to her, and deserves more respect.
We mentioned Speedball Mike Bailey earlier. Somebody kind of connected to him. Special place in his heart. Veda Scott. You've worked her a bunch of times.
A bunch of times. She was probably one of my first storylines.
Yeah.
So, again, very cool. I've also been able to work against him and her with Alley Cat. And that was a really fun match, too.
And as we wrap up this segment, Solo Darling.
My girl. We connect on a different level. We have a lot of interesting conversations whenever we get the opportunity to spend some time together behind the merch table.
She's another one that it's just like, man, she's got such a TV look. Like, you look at her and you're like, man, she's a star. Like, she gets it.
Yeah. She definitely sparkles.
So tell the people where they can follow you, where they can support you, all this good stuff.
Absolutely. Instagram, Twitter, at Jody Threat, Jody Threat.
Guys, check her out. She is she's fantastic in the ring. There's plenty of source material for you guys to check out as well. Jody Threat, I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
No, thank you.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.